Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it. How's it going out there, everybody?
Hello.
Hannah and Ben here. We're going to talk about Mario Kart today. Hannah, yeah. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. We got our tea going.
We do. It's almost Friday. Life is good.
Yeah. We're recording Thursday night here at the house.
Very last minute.
And we, of course, got Maggie with us. And we're back again. We're going to do...
Yeah, it's just our little fam this week.
Yeah, our little sister series, I guess. Or whatever you want to call it. Our Hannah and Ben Love Nintendo series. We're going to do that. Alex decided to sit this one out, not for any reason other than he hasn't been playing Mario Kart. He doesn't have a Switch, as everybody out there knows.
We need to work on Alex sometimes.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
It's Alex, a running joke on here. Like I say it every time we're on. Alex, when are you going to get a Switch? Is this going to be it? But he's still holding out on us. So.
Oh, well.
But yeah, before we talk about that, of course, as usual... Hannah, do you want to do some of this stuff?
No. No, this is your lane, not me.
Yeah. So, if you're a new listener to the show, welcome. We appreciate you listening to the podcast. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can do it a couple different ways. You can email us at the show. It's askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com. And that's all spelled out, no abbreviations or anything. We'd love to hear from you. What's your favorite Mario Kart course in the new DLC? How long have you played Mario Kart for? You know, just we'd love to chat with you about Mario Kart. I love Mario Kart. I've loved Mario Kart my whole life. So love to hear from you if you're a new listener. If you're a continuing listener, thank you. Welcome back. And same thing. Just send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. You can also reach me on Twitter. You can find me at TGPodBen on Twitter. You can message me there. You can also find the links for the show every Friday mid-morning. I post the new episode link, so you can share that, retweet it, let your friends know about the show. And then you can also find us on Facebook. You can search in Facebook at THT Pod, and that'll pull up our page. You can listen to the show on the Facebook app on your phone. You can also watch videos on there that we post about games that we played. And then leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes or any of the other podcast apps. That'll really help us out. So with that out of the way, Hannah.
Yep.
Let's talk Mario Kart.
Let's do it.
Just real briefly, you and I love Mario Kart. We've played Mario Kart since we started dating.
We have.
You played Mario Kart a lot with your brother?
Yeah.
Mario Kart Wii.
Wii is my favorite.
Yeah, go ahead.
I played so much Mario Kart Wii, I could do it with my eyes closed and still win. 150cc, Mirror Cup, easy.
Yep.
I could do it.
And I'm not embarrassed to say, you're better than me at Mario Kart.
I am better than you at Mario Kart, and it's great.
That might be one of the reasons why I was like, you're the one for me. I've been bested.
You're my match.
Because when... Back in the day, I was pretty, I don't like to brag, but I was the best one out of my friend group back in the day at Mario Kart, so.
But yeah, so when we figured out that they were releasing some new tracks, we were mega excited because we played this game to death, it's nice to give it a little bit more of a boost, because like we've been playing it all week now since the new tracks came out last week.
Yeah, we definitely have, and I love the fact that it's going to be spaced out, because that means... Just continuous.
Like a TV happiness. Series.
Continuous
keeps
fun.
Going on.
Yeah. A little bit about me. So I've played Mario Kart since the Super Nintendo days when we had a Super Nintendo with my brother and I back in the day. And I've played everyone ever since, except for the Game Boy Advance for some reason. I skipped that one over. I don't know how it happened there, but I do have it
you
now.
You got in the heavy hitters, though.
Yeah, for sure. I do have a copy of it now that I found in a thrift store. So I do plan on playing it all the way through eventually, but Mario Kart 8 for me is the best one. It was the best on the Wii U. It's the reason I bought the Wii U system. I got the bundle with Mario Kart 8 in it, and it blew me away back then. Even on the Wii U, it was incredible graphics and just going upside down was like, I never thought that would be something that they would try, but and it seemed kind of gimmicky, but it's not at all. It like changes the game for Mario Kart, I think. So Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, obviously, it includes the original game and the DLC that was released on the Wii U. And so now here we go again.
With another DLC.
It's kind of rare that companies do this, but they're releasing a second DLC.
And it's a big one.
And it doubles the game. You're going to get 48 new courses, which is how many were in Deluxe. So, I mean, for $25 straight up, you get double the game. I think that's pretty good when this game is normally $60.
Not too shabby at all.
Yeah.
Well worth the money.
And also, if you have the Nintendo Switch Online Expansion Pack, you can get this for free. So you'd have to pay for that subscription separately. But anyway, the first two that we've got access to is the Golden Dash Cup and the Lucky Cat Cup. And how we're going to do this, we're just going to go to each course and we're going to give it a, what did you say?
Between 1 and 5 mm-hmm. Mario mustaches.
I love it.
That's our ranking system. That's a good, we'll share our like thoughts and stuff about it. We've raced them quite a few times now, so.
Yeah, we have. We've done everything. We started 150, we did mirror, we did 200. And we've gotten gold trophies and everything. So first off, Golden Dash Cup number one is Paris Promenade.
5 mustaches, easy.
Yeah, 5 mustaches as well.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
The music is so pretty. You get to drive under the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
I there's nothing that I can critique about this.
Yeah.
Which Delfino Square in Mario Kart Wii was one of my favorites too, and this really reminds me of that. So
That is a good point.
I like driving through city streets, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I like driving under the Eiffel Tower. I like the fact that this comes from Mario Kart Tour, which is on the mobile game. And I haven't played a whole lot of that. I just started picking up and playing it again. But I think that's pretty neat that they're bringing those courses over to here. I like the fact that the course changes. So lap one, you go on one side of it. Lap two, I think you go on the other side. And then lap three, you go backwards on the course.
Yeah.
And it's first ever for the series to do something like that. So they're kind of experimenting. Maybe Mario Kart 9, you'll do that more often, that you go backwards or something.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the next gimmick or whatever. But yeah, it's really pretty. And the best graphics, I think, of all of these is that one.
It's up there.
And we'll talk about the last one.
Yeah,
that might be the other one too. But it's pretty, pretty, pretty.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Toad Circuit from the 3DS. And I would give I don't mean to be harsh or negative, but I give this a 1.
I think I'd give it a 2 because Toad is my favorite. So it gets 2 mustaches just because Toad's involved and there's large Toad balloons up all around the course. But yeah, it's very, very basic. It's almost like you're, again, going back to Mario Kart Wii, the mm-hmm. Luigi Cup at the very beginning, the very first race you ever do.
Yeah.
It really, really is almost the same course.
Yeah, and it's very bare bones. There are these giant Toad balloons that are floating on the course, and that's really the only Toad thing going for it. And it's very bare bones, and there are like speed strips, but that's about it. There's a little bit of it comes from 3DS, so that was when they first started doing the gliders, so there's a little bit of gliding in it. But it's not really anything fancy. You don't go upside down, it's not like that Mario Kart or the Mario Circuit where like it used to be a donut track back on the Super Nintendo, and then it goes up the wall.
No, that one's awesome.
Like, they didn't do anything inventive with this, which I think was a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
But on some hand,
I think you need courses like that, though. There's a place for them.
Right.
But for experienced players like us who really want really, really pretty tracks, it mm-hmm. kind of falls short for us, I guess.
I'm curious to see when we're at the very last wave what we think of this whole pack, because it's called the Booster Course Pack, and I think that's getting lost on some people. I'm wondering if the theme here is the booster strips and going fast and getting a sense of speed, and it's not necessarily the gravitational defying stuff that was in the original game.
I don't know.
Or what they're going for. But you can get really a lot of speed on this course. And when we did it,
flying around
drifting, and it was very fun for drifting, which is my favorite thing in Mario Kart is drifting.
Yeah. Toad deserves better. That's the underlying.
Yeah, but fortunately,
there's so many other good Toad courses, though, so he's not without too much.
Fortunately, and I've got my Switch up here so quickly. Fortunately, there's Toad Harbor, which we love. And I think there's another Toad-themed one. Ice Ice Outpost has Toads in it. That one's pretty cute. So anyway, yeah, that's the second one there. Then the third one is the N64 course, Choco Mountain.
Yeah.
And this one obviously most graphically improved because it comes from the 64 days. And that wasn't even HD back then. It was SD. And so this one's really pretty. I think I'm not a huge Nintendo 64 diehard person. Like I said, I'm more of a Super Nintendo when I grew up, 90s kid. So this one, I know there's several changes that people I've seen online criticize, but I think I'd give it, like a 3. It's middle of the road for me. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't
great. Think I'm going to give it 3.5 to 4 because I never played the old one. So I don't have, I don't have any critiques of like, oh, they didn't keep this from the original one because I don't, I've never experienced the original one. And I love the music. I like that you get to go underground with the little lights. I just think it's cute. And I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did, but it's it's a good one.
The reason I laughed is because I was thinking Mario got in a fight with the Razor and now he has 3.4 mustache.
Jeez.
I just thought that was funny. How do you have a point, whatever it was? You're funny. Yeah. So not much else to say about that one. It's
very
fun.
Basic, but I just think it's cute and pretty. Yeah. And like I said, I love the music. It reminds me of Wario Goldmine.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Then the next one and the final one of the Golden Dash Cup, the Wii Coconut Mall.
Okay, I have thoughts about Coconut Mall. As we've established, Mario Kart Wii was my game.
That's your jam.
That's my jam. And I loved Coconut Mall on the Wii. And so I was mega excited when they said they were bringing it back into this DLC.
Me too.
Now, I like the Wii one better.
Yeah.
Overall.
I thought you would say that.
It's all like superficial reasons. I like the colors in the Wii one better. It's not quite so bright and in your face. Mm-hmm. It's more muted and I don't know. That's more pleasing to me. Mm-hmm. I like that the Miis are driving the cars at the end and that they move and they're not just static things because that would like trip me up every single time to get like hit by a car. And it's like one of the main reasons that I won sometimes was because the lead person would get hit by one of those cars moving, which was usually my brother. But and that's taken away and it's so silly, but that's for me, it was kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
The thing I do like is the little food court with the piantas behind it.
Yeah, cheering. I'm glad the piantas aren't
that's
gone.
Very cute. And I do love them very much. So
yeah, I like the piantas in that.
I give it a 3 for that. Three for mustache. The piantas in the food court. It doesn't get higher because they messed up the color scheme in the cars.
Yeah, I think I would stick with a 3 too, just because I don't like that they changed the escalators to speed ramps. They don't. Why would you have a speed ramp in a mall? I thought the theme was lost in that idea.
They redid it because it performs the same as does. An escalator.
I think it makes it a little easier to see because green is bright green and red is bright red. And you want to go up the green one because that'll give you a little more speed.
Yeah, but that again makes it more fun to be like, oh my gosh, which way do I go? Yeah,
I agree. Yeah. And I think the other thing for me was the cars. Like you said, they don't move. They're just stationary. Now, to someone out there listening to this and they're thinking, Jesus, nitpicky. You got to take it. You got to think of it this way. We've played Coconut Mall like hundreds of times. The small details is what makes the difference in this kind of game where you're just playing the same tracks over and over and over and over and over. The music is still there.
Music is still banging.
Yeah, the music is still there. And it has the like Mario Kart 8 jazzy vibe to it that they kind of injected it with. And I love the theme of Mario Kart. That's like one of the reasons I like this game so much is that theme song when you boot this game up just gets you ready. Like it's so great. But the Coconut Mall theme is the best song out of all these. Paris Promenade had a really good song. I remember saying that while we were playing. I was like, I'm really liking this.
Actually, they've all got good music.
Yeah, I mean, across the board, Mario Kart has great songs. But yeah, Coconut Mall is great. It's in my head right now as we're like, yeah, it's so good. But yeah, I digress. Let's move on to the Lucky Cat Cup. And this is 4 more courses. I don't know what I was going to say there, but the yes, first course. I guess this is the second cup that you'll see on the screen when you boot up the game. Anyway, the tour course, Tokyo Blur is added to this one.
5 mustaches.
You get this one a 5.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
It's okay. So pretty. The pretty, like, you can see Mount Fuji in the back.
Yeah.
And like the Tokyo, like, is it, I think it's called Sky Tree. Is that it? Maybe not. I can't remember.
The
really, really tall building in Tokyo. I'm sorry if I offend anybody with
we haven't visited there yet. We really want to.
We really do.
And it's part of our plan.
I don't know. I like, it's very pretty. Mm-hmm. And so it gets those points for me for prettiness. It's like Paris Promenade.
I think I'd give it 4. It's just a little, I'm forgetting what I gave everything else. I guess I'd give it a 4. I really like the setting. I like the open sky above. I like when you're driving across that bridge, it feels really big and the city feels really large. And I just like the scale of it. Some of the things that Mario Kart 8 does really well is the scale. Like some of those other courses where, like the Mario Circuit course where it's not the one I was talking about earlier, but the actual Mario Circuit for Mario Kart 8 where you see the castle upside down above your head.
Yeah.
And it just feels like you're driving on this huge course. This Tokyo Blur feels that same way. I like the Pagoda Tower in the background.
It is called the Sky Tree.
It's called the Sky Tree. Okay, yeah. Yeah, and it's another one too where it changes. Same as Paris Promenade. This one changes as you keep going each lap. Which is really fun. I really like that idea, and I hope they do that more in the future down the road. The next one is from the DS, and it's called Shroom Ridge. And I would give Shroom Ridge, I'm going to go weird here, 5 stars.
What?
I really like Shroom Ridge a lot.
What?
I like the music of Shroom Ridge. I know this might be weird, but after looking at all of these again, I was like, that one I love playing every time. I love driving on the cliff sides. It feels like you're in like England or something and you see the ocean out there. And then I love dodging the cars. I know that's like something that drives you nuts. But
I hate the freaking cars.
I love dodging the cars. I love when I get a run on this course and I'm drifting and getting purple boosts around cars and making it through. And I just love the challenge of it. I think it's fun.
It gets a 3. For me.
Oh, really?
It's very pretty scenery wise. I hate the traffic. It's not near as bad as Moonview Highway from the Wii, in my personal opinion, but Moonview Highway was like the bane of my existence for a long time. It really took me a long time to get the hang of it. And I get frustrated when I just keep having to stop because I run into cars. So if I'm frustrated, it's not a 5-star enjoyment for me.
Yeah. I mean, there is a risk factor with that course for me. Like if I'm not having a good day or I'm tired, I don't like it, but that makes it a good course because it's challenging. The third one in this pack is the GBA Sky Garden. Sky Garden's all right. I'd give it a 3.
I think it's a 3.5 because it's a smidge above the Shroom Ridge one. And I don't dislike it as much as I dislike that one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also nothing special. It's very fun because there's a lot of curves and it's really easy to drift around. And I'm really good at that course. For a new course, I like usually win, even against like really, really strong CPU or online players. Yeah. So I don't know. It's easy for me to navigate, which is fun.
It's simple because it's GBA, which is more akin to Super Nintendo, which is the first ever Mario Kart. So it's very simple. And that's why I kind of give it like a 2. I don't think it's as bad to me as Toad Circuit.
No,
but I'd give it like a 2 because, I don't know, there's nothing too special about it. It reminds me a little bit of one of my favorite courses. It might be my favorite. Cloud Top Cruise in the Special Cup.
Yeah, it reminded me of that one too.
I love Cloud Top Cruise. The music is great. Going through that the rocket that shoots you up and then the lightning storm that you're in. It's just a cool concept. It reminds me of that. It's just not as... I don't know. It doesn't live up to that. And then finally, the last one is Ninja Hideaway, which I believe is from Mario Kart Tour, but there is no moniker on the game. I don't know if that's just something that they missed and they need to update the game. But I've played Mario Kart Tour and I played this course in it, so I know it comes from it. Oh,
that's really strange.
Yeah, it's just I'm just noticing it's not there. But yeah, Ninja Hideaway, what do you think?
If I could give it a 10 out of 5, I would.
It's pretty cool.
It's so pretty. It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's very confusing when you first do it, like to know, you really have to pay attention to the arrows, or at least I do, to know which direction to go. And there's so many things to look at. There's so many different paths you can take to get to the same place. Mm-hmm. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
I like the dojo kind of design of it.
Music. Woo! Yes. It makes like those.
Wonderful.
Ninja sounds. I don't know what do you call it. But
very challenging too. This one is for me.
It's tough. It's like a Bowser Castle kind of.
But it's Wario. It's real
yeah, but it is Wario. You did notice that.
Yeah, and there's little garlic everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And there's a big nose on top of the pagoda and stuff. There's that word again. I didn't know I'd use that word that much. yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a 5, 6, yep. 20 million out
five
or whatever.
Plus.
Yeah, it's a 5. I really like it. I like the fact that right away, as you come around the first corner, you can take a hard left up this wooden stairs and now you're going across the top of the level.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can not do that and you can go on the regular course.
Yeah, I actually went up the stairs by accident the first time we raced it. And I was like, oh, geez.
If you don't, then there's these big shurikens that come down on that metal board and like try to impale you and you have to drive through them. It's really inventive and cool. Mm-hmm. And then the end where you fly and you there's bamboo shoots blowing air and you soar
dodge
higher.
Dodge the Shy Guy ninjas.
And you try, yeah, and they're on like paper kites and you have to dodge the Shy Guy ninjas. And then you can soar up high above the finish line and there's like little wooden outcroppings on the building and you can actually fly into the building right there and drive on them. Mm-hmm. And you have to like be really careful because the platform is just as wide as your cart. So you have to land on it perfectly
with
your glider.
I've never successfully landed up there. I try every time. And
yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
There's a lot of precision with this course and it's tough, but it's also really pretty and really spectacular and great. So
well made.
Yeah, I'm impressed so far with wave one. And we've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 waves to go.
I know. I'm so pumped.
8 courses each time. Like, this is a great deal. I'm glad that I paid for it.
Are they going to do original tracks?
For what do you mean by original
tracks?
Like,
create new ones. Like, all of most of... Oh.
No, this is just remastered courses. That's what this whole thing is.
Well, shoot. I was hoping for some, like, Mario Odyssey.
Yeah. I think... What another thing that I've noticed too, and I kind of agree, like, for example, when we go back through here and you look at, like I was saying,
like
GBA Mario Circuit.
Yeah, they're all remastered too.
They remade it to where it goes up the wall and stuff. You know, I don't know, what's another one? N64 Royal Raceway, that one's a lot fancier, I think, than it originally was. Donut Plains 3, that one, you go underwater. You never went underwater in the original game. Stuff like that. You definitely, I think that's lacking a little bit here, that they could have customized these a little bit more, and they haven't done that. It does feel more straightforward, but we don't know yet. We have, you know, we only have, what's that? We only have 1 out of 6, so maybe they do more with the other courses in the next few waves.
Maybe so.
But we'll find out, and we will come back. You and I think we should
we'll do the rest of them.
Yeah, we definitely will. It'll be a long gap between this, so if you're listening, you'll have to be patient, but we don't know exactly the dates. We just know by the end of March 2023, these will all be out. So I don't know what that means, if we'll get them spaced out or really quick
every
next to each
months,
other or
every
what.
2 or 3 months.
But we'll find out. But like I said, you know, find us on Twitter, send us an email, do all those things. You can find all that in the show notes, obviously. And we will see you next Friday. Hope you have a good weekend.